protecting people, animals, and ministry credibility. Pet-assisted chaplaincy only remains fruitful over time if it protects three things at once: people, animals, and ministry credibility. If you protect only the experience but not the people, you will eventually cause harm. If you protect only the schedule but not the animal, you will eventually misuse the animal. If you protect neither boundaries nor judgment, the ministry will lose trust. So this work requires steady protection on all three levels. First, protect people. That means consent matters. Personal space matters. Allergies matter. Fear matters. Trauma history matters. Sensory overload matters. Age and frailty matter. Health conditions matter. Staff instructions matter. Family concerns matter. Never assume a person wants contact just because they smile at the animal. Never assume that interest means touch. Never assume that one good visit means every future visit should be the same. Protection begins with respectful pacing. Let people watch first if they need to. Let them choose whether to engage. Let them keep distance if they want distance. Let them remain in control of their own body and space. Second, protect the animal. A ministry animal is not a prop. It is not a tool to be pushed past its limits. It is a living creature under human stewardship. That means the animal's fatigue matters. Stress signals matter. Recovery time matters. Water matters. Bathroom breaks matter. Quiet space matters. Overwork matters. A chaplain should never say, "The animal can handle it," without paying careful attention to what the animal is actually communicating. If the animal is licking repeatedly, turning away, freezing, becoming restless, losing focus, panting heavily, resisting contact, or showing strain, the ministry plan needs to change. A good visit does not justify a worn-down animal. Third, protect ministry credibility. This is easy to overlook because credibility can be damaged slowly. One awkward visit may be forgiven. One preventable mess may be overlooked. One uncontrolled greeting may be excused. But repeated sloppiness communicates that the ministry is sentimental rather than responsible. And once staff, families, or ministry leaders start doubting the judgment of the chaplain, access becomes harder. Credibility grows when people see a chaplain who is calm, clean, prepared, respectful, and easy to trust. It grows when the chaplain follows rules without complaint. It grows when the chaplain ends visits before things unravel. It grows when the chaplain accepts limits gracefully. It grows when the animal is well managed and the person remains central. The ministry should feel peaceful, not chaotic. Orderly, not improvised. Warm, not pushy. Helpful, not disruptive. That is part of Christian witness. In a deeper sense, protecting people, animals, and credibility is a stewardship issue. God entrusts ministry opportunities to people who handle them carefully. When you serve this way, you show reverence for human dignity, compassion for the creature in your care, and respect for the name of Christ in public ministry. So remember this simple pattern. Protect the person. Protect the animal. Protect the trust. When all three are guarded together, pet-assisted chaplaincy becomes more than a sweet idea. It becomes a believable ministry. And believable ministry is the kind that lasts.